In the early going of the NBA season, no team has been more impressive than the Indiana Pacers. Indianapolis Star columnist Bob Kravitz has suggested that the Pacers are motivated by the result of the final game they played last spring. Bob, remind us of where that game was played and why the venue mattered so much.
Well, they played Game 7 in Miami in the Eastern Conference Finals, and they were in the game for about a quarter and a half to a half and then just got blown off the floor. They made up their mind then and there that they were going to do everything in their power to make sure that if there was a Game 7 during the course of the playoffs, it was going to be at Bankers Life Fieldhouse in downtown Indianapolis. And so far, they've held true to that promise. They've been extraordinary.
One team gets the home court advantage, of course, by having the better record going into the playoffs. You have written that the Pacers, I'm quoting now, are on a full-out sprint from the start this season. Doesn't that attitude run counter to the way most teams, even very good teams, view the challenge of the long haul of the NBA season?
A little bit. You know, I think Miami has got a gear that no other team has. And so I think at times they loaf a little bit because they can. I think with the Pacers, the feeling is that the number one seed out of the East is imperative. It's the one way they're going to win, get to the finals. And they have played as if they have every intention to do that.
It looks as if the Pacers could very well be the first team to reach 20 wins. Who's responsible for this quick start?
The great thing about this team is it truly is a team, and every night, it's somebody different. But for the most part, it's Paul George. He was the improved player last year. After Danny Granger got hurt, Paul just absolutely took off as sort of the alpha male on this team. He's averaging about 23, 24 points a game, about 7 rebounds, a couple of steals. He has vaulted himself into superstar status in this league, and right now he'd be, you know, second behind LeBron James in the MVP voting if I had a vote.
Pacers fans historically are pretty supportive when the team isn't this good. They must be really excited now.
It's been a real nice renaissance. They're averaging over 16,000 a game in a smaller arena. But this has been a long time coming. The year after the brawl, they were fine attendance-wise. But the year after that, they started to rebuild, and they pretty much stripped the team down, got rid of all the bad actors, Artest and Tinsley and Steven Jackson and guys like that. And they were awful. For a long time, they were a 35-37 win team. And the Pacers routinely had the worst attendance in the league. And really, it was not until that playoff run last year that this town really fell back in love with the Pacers the way they fell in love with them back in the late 90s when they were led by Reggie Miller.
You have referred to the present Pacers as, quote, men on a mission. Do the players talk about the season in those terms?
They really do. They have no intention of letting any night pass without their best effort. Look, and we know that it's a long grind in the NBA. The great thing about this team is they remind me very much of the 2004 champion Detroit Pistons with Chauncey Billups and Ben Wallace and Rip Hamilton, the team that knocked off the favored Lakers. They just don't have any clear weaknesses throughout the roster.
Bob Kravitz is a columnist for the Indianapolis Star. Bob, thank you very much for speaking with me.
All right, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You're listening to Only a Game.
Support for Only a Game comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. The Music Emporium, for 45 years offering collectible boutique and vintage acoustic guitars. TheMusicEmporium.com. And Eton, offering the American Red Cross radio line a portable solar-powered radio with cell phone charger and flashlight for emergencies or travel. Now at Radio Shack. This is NPR.
Airline flights are sometimes delayed by weather. They're sometimes delayed by mechanical problems. Flights are rarely delayed on account of basketball. But that's what happened to about 50 people in Gainesville, Florida last weekend. It seems the plane aboard which the University of Florida men's basketball team was supposed to travel to Connecticut for a game was delayed due to maintenance. No problem. The authorities kicked 50 people off another flight, piled the basketball players onto that plane, and sent them on their way. Having reached their destination on time, Florida lost to UConn by a point on a last-second buzzer beater, which must have delighted those passengers who lost their seats to the big kids.